From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's preparing to rejoin the large numbers of supporters who've come from all over the country to the nation's capital to celebrate his second inauguration. They're standing shoulder to shoulder along the parade route, hoping to get a glimpse of the president and first lady. They've just wrapped up a luncheon at Statuary Hall, where he told an audience of Democrats and Republicans that despite their differences, they share a common goal.
I recognize that democracy is not always easy. And I recognize there are profound differences in this room. But I just want to say thank you for your service, and I want to thank your families for their service, because regardless of our political persuasions and perspectives, I know that all of us serve because we believe that we can make America for future generations.
NPR's Pam Fessler recaps events earlier in the day as people prepare to watch President Obama publicly take the oath of office. She says inaugural activities have gone relatively smoothly so far.
There was no purple tunnel of doom this year, as there was in 2009. That's when thousands of would-be inaugural goers with purple tickets missed the swearing-in because of security glitches. This year, spectators reported long lines at some security checkpoints, but for the most part, those who wanted to got in. Still, some people said they couldn't see very well, and spectators booed when Jumbotron screens near the Washington Monument failed to work properly. Traffic was heavy on the city's metro rail system, especially as thousands left the mall right after the president's speech. Ridership was about 60% of what it was in 2009. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Well, the